This is KCUR 89.3. This past weekend, dozens of transgender people and their supporters met in Manhattan to talk about making Kansas a more hospitable place. The event was the third annual Trans Kansas Conference. KCUR's CJ Janovy was there and has this report.
The bathrooms at First Congregational United Church of Christ have signs taped to them that say, gender neutral. That's like heaven for the people gathered at this old stone church a few blocks from the Kansas State University campus and the bars in Aggieville. More than 100 people, at least 40 trans people, family members, friends, a few students, will show up before the end of the weekend. In small, intimate sessions, they talk politics or what it's like to be a transgender person of color or the legal landscape or relationships with parents or even what to expect when they start taking male hormones.
You realize guys sweat a whole lot more than women do in general. You smell different.
That's one downside of being a man. But Jay Pryor of Lawrence learned something else when he transitioned 15 years ago.
As I get treated very differently, I get treated with a lot more respect, a lot more eye contact. My credentials are never questioned as a man, which was shocking to me.
With this knowledge, Pryor now puts on empowerment seminars for women. Other people here this weekend spent a lot of time talking about how acceptance can mean life or death for trans people.
I dated a trans guy for a while, and his parents are the worst. Like, the worst. His dad threatened to kill him if he, medically transitions.
Another theme that comes up a lot is the rate at which trans people try to commit suicide. 41% attempt it.
I've attempted suicide upwards of a dozen times in my life. I obviously suck at it, and that's good. I've never been so happy to have failed at something so miserably in my life.
That's Elle Boatman. She's one of the founders of the Wichita Transgender Community Network, a combination support group, social network, and advocacy organization.
When I started doing activism, I was like, I want to make Kansas a bastion for trans people. And I've found a lot more support in Kansas than I had initially expected.
Trans Kansas started with Stephanie Mott of Topeka. She's been an activist since she began living authentically as a woman a decade ago. She also identifies as a Christian, and she's active in a network of progressive churches.
Love one another is the unconditional love that Jesus was an example of, is the most important thing that we can do on the planet.
Mott has put herself at some risk. A few years ago, Mott grew dismayed by what she saw happening around gay and trans issues in the Kansas legislature. So she spent the long 4th of July weekend of 2011 driving around the state, talking to people.
Drove 1,600 miles around, made a big circle around in the state of Kansas and stopped in 30 different cities and walked up to people at random in parking lots and public places and just asked them if they would mind answering a few questions about transgender and what they knew and what they thought and if they knew anybody who was transgender.
Their answers surprised her.
For the most part, the people responded to my questions with some kind of variation of to each their own.
She says a lot of the people she met knew transgender people who were struggling. Others didn't really understand. So Mott started the Kansas Statewide Transgender Education Project. One of the goals is to end discrimination, which is especially on their minds this year. In February, Governor Sam Brownback rescinded an executive order protecting LGBT state employees from discrimination. Mott says the political climate in Topeka feels harsh.
Our legislature is not welcoming of people who don't fit in some very narrowly defined boxes of sexuality and gender identity. And of course, that's not realistic because human nature is very diverse and creation is very diverse. And trying to force people into these boxes that they don't fit into is very damaging to their souls.
Maybe some state legislators will be able to attend next year's Trans Kansas Conference. Mott's hoping to schedule it in Topeka. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.